Driving around Columbus, you might have seen spray-painted signs hanging from overpasses with positive messages on them. As part of our Curious CBUS series, WOSU's Paige Flager investigates the person and the motivation behind the signs.
You are enough. You are valuable. You are worthy. These are just a few of the mantras you may have seen on the highway overpasses in Columbus over the last few months.
The overpass that I saw it on usually has like all of these anti-abortion signs all the time, and I was looking up and I was like, it's going to be another negative sign, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that it was positive and really put a smile on my face.
Corey Sleck works in social work and spends a lot of time in his car driving to and from clients' houses.
I just noticed these signs. I was just curious about who put them up.
Cicely King is the mastermind behind the signs.
Okay, watch your shoes, honey.
She's bent over a bedsheet on her driveway, spray paint in hand, prepping the latest batch of signs to hang around the city. One that says, if you're going through hell, keep going, is going to hang between the Ohio State campus and the Student Health Center.
A lot of kids are really struggling with their mental health and don't know how to get help or don't feel like they should, don't feel like they're supposed to. Some of them don't make it. So that's who those ones are for. And those ones make me cry.
King is quick to laugh and quick to cry, too. Her eyes are bright and brown, and she pushes her dark hair out of her face nervously as she talks. Her hands are streaked with black paint.
I've lost some people in my life that way, to suicide, to untreated mental health problems, and I just want to encourage them to get help and keep going and keep moving. It gets better.
That sentiment is why she started making the signs and hanging them on overpasses.
I do most of my grieving in the car because it's the only place I have the time and the space and no one needs me to do something else. So I think about things that are going wrong and things I want to fix and why things aren't working and what I can do to make it work, and about the people that I've lost, people I'm losing. And I think we all, I think a lot of us do that.
She thought if she needed a reminder that things were going to be okay, someone else might too.
All of these things are universally true. All of us are worthy of being here and having a good life. All of us are valuable. All of us are important.
King is a mother of two and has a full-time job, but every few weeks, she takes a day to spray paint old sheets and drive around town to hang them up.
I thought of it, and I can do it, so I did it. If you can do something good, and you're probably not going to get arrested, this isn't 100% legal, but I'm probably not going to get arrested, why not?
Today, her teen daughter Odessa joins her to hang the finished products. They pack the signs into the car with a bunch of zip ties. Then they set out, keeping an eye out for overpasses
right
with chain link fences.
So OSU is this way and the Student Health Center is that way.
She bites down on a handful of zip ties, then climbs up onto the overpass bridge, hanging onto the fence. Odessa does the same.
I saw one on my way to a therapy session of my own, and that was exciting.
She finishes tying her side of the sign to the fence. Then they both take a step back, admiring their work.
That's pretty good. They always make me a little mushy. They always make me a little bit mushy. I hope it works. I hope it helps somebody. I hope it reminds somebody to just get through this part. Just get through this part.
Paige Flager, WOSU News.
That story was part of our Curious CBUS project, where listeners submit questions about our region and we try to find the answers. You can submit your question at wosu.org/curious.